And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We continue our conversations with Mercer County Sheriff's candidates with the primary coming up on Tuesday. That's March the 17th. We're speaking with Casey Switzer. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ty. Good morning.
Yeah, so before we get into really some of the specifics of your campaign and what you want to hope to accomplish if you're elected sheriff, just generally, let's start with you giving a rundown of, you know, why you decided to run for sheriff this year.
Well, honestly, Ty, it was a tough decision for me. But in the end, I talked it over with my family and the employees, and I care about the sheriff's department. I care about the services we provide for the citizens of Mercer County. I've been around this place since I was a kid. I mean, long before I could ever work there. You know, my grandfather was one of the biggest influences in my life, and he drugged me around that place long before I could ever work there. If I didn't care, I'd have just retired. I could have retired almost 2 years ago and walked away and been done with the place, and I'm not at that point yet. I've got more to give, and I want to give. I also think now more than ever, it's probably more important that someone who can just step in and do the job right out of the gate and understands all areas of the sheriff's department, you know, from corrections to dispatch to patrol to knows the budget. I mean, you got to know where you can tighten the budget and where you can't. I could go on and on about, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But the reality is you can't start new programs. You can't increase things until you understand the budget, understand how to keep everything rolling within an allotted money window. There's only so much money out there. We're a rural county. There's not huge tax base here. You just have to understand how to do the budget before you can even get into the rest of it.
So how has your background in law enforcement kind of got you to this point? Where you want to run, one, and two, just an overview of kind of what you've done in your career?
I've been doing this for over 30 years now. I've done everything at the Sheriff's Department. I've worked corrections. I've never officially worked in dispatch. I've filled in dispatch. I've done patrol. I've handled two police canines. I've been a detective. I've been the chief deputy, which gave me 4 years of understanding how to do the budget. I've supervised everybody in the department. So I think I'm just at a good point in my life that I can keep moving the sheriff's department in the right way and try to figure out how to do that and not spend needless money.
Yeah, so for you, when you you know, hope to take over this role if elected, some of the biggest issues you feel that need to be addressed and maybe some of the main things you personally want to be able to focus on?
As far as like patrol issues, I think we need to get back to more of a community-oriented type of patrol, a rural sheriff's department. Yeah, we have to run up and down, you know, the highway 67, 17, 94 and write speeding tickets and do things like that. We have to do our part in trying to keep motoring traffic safe. But I don't think that's the main issue for a rural sheriff's department. I think we need to spend more time in the communities, more time in our back roads, getting to know people, get out of your cars and talk to people. You know, when we drive by somebody's property in a rural area, we should notice if something looks out of place. You know, is a shed door open that's not normally open? We should stop and check on that. And if we don't ever get out there and do that, if all we do is run up and down the highways, then we don't notice that kind of stuff. And whether it was out of place or not, the property owner will appreciate that you stopped and checked on it.
And, you know, for you too, same kind of a similar question when you talk about hoping to take over this role if elected in the, you know, election coming up, the primary, of course. Just some of the biggest things, you know, personally that you hope to be able to accomplish or maybe be, you know, forward about with the public.
I think the biggest thing is understanding the jail. The jail is a huge portion of our budget, and there's always contention about, you know, should we keep doing what we're doing? Should we close the jail? You know, how do we go about that? And you need to have some understanding of that. The public needs to have some understanding of that. That is not a simple question. This is probably going to be a longer answer than you want, but the jail is what it is. It's there. We cannot change that. We can't just sell the jail. I know that. So there's been talk of that at county board meetings. We can't just rent the jail out. It's integrated into the whole department. We'd have to spend dubious amounts of money to make it so whatever part they thought they wanted to get rid of was not incorporated with the main part. And then they start talking about, well, we're going to save all this money just by laying all the correctional officers off. Excuse me. There's a lot of thought that goes into that. I mean, the first thing you got to think about with that is we're union employees. We're covered by union contracts. So we can't just lay the jailers off. You have to lay off in order of seniority. And right now we have 10 jailers. So if we had to lay 10 people off, that would go to the tune of about 4 deputies, 4 jailers, and 2 dispatchers, something like that. My numbers might be off by 1 or 2, but that's pretty close. So now you've got jailers that you can't, that you didn't lay off, that now we have to try to cross train into doing dispatch and patrol. So that all costs money. The county's going to lose money because now we've got to house our inmates somewhere else. In Rock Island, Henry County, they'll all take inmates, and they're somewhere between $75 and $100 a day. Well, if we average 20 inmates, which is about what we average, you're talking well over $500,000 in cost to house inmates. And then you're going to lose the around $400,000 that we make by housing out of county inmates. So you're talking almost $1 million there before you ever get started into the rest of the numbers. I'm never going to say that one thing is the answer, one thing is, and I'm going to say the numbers work how they work. You got to make the numbers work, and whatever's best. I personally think right now best is to try to increase our out-of-county inmates, our paying inmates. We could get that up to about 65 a day for a total population, which would be our inmates on top of theirs, without having to increase any staff. So, like I said, there's a lot that goes into that, a lot that people don't think about, rather than just lay 10 people off and lose their salaries.
In your eyes, what sets you apart in this race? Why do you think you should be elected?
Peer experience. Like I said, I've done everything there is to do at the Sheriff's Department. And I know I'll never talk bad about my opponents. I like them both. And I know they've got to try to say I've done this and I've done that. But when you've done that at a level that either is so small where you're, you know, supervising yourself, or you've never really been a supervisor, you've never handled a major investigation, you know, there's just so many things that go into it that I've spent my career learning how to do. I did all the things I did for a reason, so I could learn how to do everything.
And then just the last question really is, how familiar are you with the county, with the area you hope to serve if elected?
I've lived here my whole life. I was born and raised here. I know there's no area of the county that I don't know. I know most people. I'm terrible with names. I'll admit that's right out of the gate, but I know everybody by face, and I'm always embarrassed because I'll have to ask them what their name is, but I know who they are, and I may have known them for 15 years. I've just always been bad with faces, but I've been here my whole life, man. I got no other place that I owe anything to but Mercer County.
All right, Casey Switzer, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Ty.